This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, even the FDA Dragon Slayer has daddy duty once in a while. And no, it doesn't mean he's changing diapers. It means he's got events with his kids, and he's out there, and we're going to cover for him. Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I am coming at you live from San Diego, California, where even when you fly into San Diego, the pilot says, stay classy, San Diego. So that's how much Ron Burgundy has an impact on commercial aviation in these United States, which you have to know the Anchorman movie for that. Listen, we got Cheryl Chumley joining me now. That's great. I can lean on her because I hardly know what city I'm in, except that I remembered right before because I was talking to Cheryl about it. Cheryl, welcome back. Sacred Fire of Liberty time.
Always great to be here, Robert.
I am so glad you're with me here. It's funny because we talk about the Thursdays. You're a mom. I'm a dad. Jonathan's a dad. And, you know, we talk about some of these events when we do Sacred Fire of Liberty. Sometimes you're off doing something with the kids. In fact, I hear rumor has it you might be at your daughter's baseball game tonight.
I am sitting in the car watching right now as she plays shortstop. Yes, I have mommy duty just like Jonathan has daddy duty.
How cool is that? Now, does she know you're doing radio while she's watching the game? Are you going to get in trouble?
No, she knows. She knows the Thursday night deal, so she's fine with it.
Well, that's cool. I love it when the kids understand, and that hopefully she thinks it's really cool. Hey, my mom's on radio right now while I'm playing the game.
She does. You know
awesome.
How it is. Your kids are the same way, I'm sure.
Yeah, but after a while they go, it's just mom. It's just dad. It's like there are times where, especially when they get to those teenage years, my son says, hey, whatever, dad, right? And you're like, oh,
yeah.
Gee, they're in that phase. And then they'll come back and give you a hug and love on you. And you're like, okay, they're still my kid. I don't have to disown
right.
them. So
the dreaded whatever.
Exactly. That happens. I'm sure we've never been there. So Cheryl Chumley, for those of you who don't know, works with the Washington Times, the editorial online section. She writes a lot of great articles, terrific political insights into what's going on in our nation's capital and how it impacts our country and perhaps the world at large. And Cheryl, there's a couple of interesting articles as we kick into gear here for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. One is about Ivanka Trump. And I'm like, why are we going to talk about Ivanka Trump? Is that, you know, not like the gossipy thing, or is it more or less she's engaged because her dad is president with things that may impact policy? Are there some controversies going on with Ivanka?
Well, exactly. You kind of hit the nail on the head right there with what you said. You know, there was a lot of discussion when Ivanka rose up in the White House to become an advisor of her father, the president, and so forth. And there was even debate among conservative camps wondering how she would influence policy going forward. And this is an unelected position. So she wouldn't be subjected to, you know, Freedom of Information Act requests or other types of open documents request. So anyhow, the latest was she was over in Germany, as I'm sure most of your listeners are aware, and she was speaking to a group of women, talking about her father, her, the president, how he's doing and so forth. And she was asked by MSNBC, a bit about the Syrian refugee situation. And she came right out and said that America ought to be willing to take in more Syrian refugees, or at least consider that, to not take that option off the table. And this is a direct opposition to what her father was saying on the campaign trail. So it has some kind of scratching their heads. Where is this leading?
Well, yeah, it is a good question. Now, sometimes you can give people a little slack or leeway if they're out talking to an audience, for instance, in Germany. But yet, it's a little different when you're the daughter of the president, and you are impacting potentially policy. Now, the controversy, of course, over the immigration, standing against illegal immigration, of course, there are issues of compassion, that those who say we need strong borders, we need to protect our borders, we lack passion somehow. But I think there is an important concept, and I've referenced it on this show many times, and occasionally when we're together too, about the necessity of protecting the cell. The cell knows what's good for it, what it doesn't. And vetting, or what they say extreme vetting, is what our cells do every day in terming what is healthy for it, what is not. And it rejects that which is not when it's in a healthy state. When the cell is diseased, deficient, toxic, then suddenly it doesn't know what's good for it or what's bad for it anymore. And in many ways, we could argue, I could, that our United States, if you will, have kind of an imbalance in terms of understanding what is good for it, what is not.
Well, I think that's a really good analogy, Robert. And, you know, the thing is, a big reason that Trump rose in the ranks on the campaign trail and was ultimately elected was his views of border control, which a lot of people saw as one of the cancers of society right now, that once you open those borders, there's really no turning back. There's a cultural demise, there's a constitutional ding, there's a question of the fate of the law and order of the country. All those things weighed heavily on voters' minds, not to mention national security, which is what Trump ran on in terms of border control. He pushed through two executive orders, both of which were widely contested, and, you know, voters stood by him strongly. But now there are a little worry and suspicions about what Ivanka is whispering in his ear. And part of the problem is, you know, she's a family member. Perhaps it's just a gentle chiding to have more compassion when he speaks, or it could be something more influential that will lead to Trump to actually reverse and soften on some of his immigration controls.
Some of the controversies associated with the immigration issue, especially when it comes to, like, refugees, we're intellectually honest enough, I believe, to say, you know what, we really monkeyed with the internal affairs of some foreign countries. We've did regime changes and seen disastrous results of ISIS, for instance, emerging, and then, of course, we create a refugee crisis. And so it's not always as simple as saying everybody out, right? Nobody comes in. So how do we, balance that kind of terrain where there are nuances to this argument, perhaps?
Well, one of Trump's promises was that he would not resettle refugees from terror hotspot nations in the United States without first getting the permission of the communities where they were to be resettled. If you go back in time a little bit under Barack Obama's administration, this was a real sore spot to a lot of communities that were being overrun by forced refugee resettlements into the United States. These communities weren't equipped for all of a sudden all these people coming in, and they were forced to open, schools or open facilities and house them and so forth, and it seemed like the federal government was just shoving this policy onto these local communities. Now, Trump directly addressed that, and he vowed not to make that happen. So I would say that would be one line he shouldn't cross as he goes forward, considering, compassion versus national security.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. I mean, you think about that whole, I guess the thing, not in my backyard, that's become probably an acronym now. They can use that.
Right.
But the idea of, let's say our blunders, foreign policy blunders, they do impact, of course, real people, and they, of course, impact us here back at home some kind, especially if there's a refugee influx. If you just throw, hundreds, if not thousands, in fact, where I grew up many years in Stone Mountain, Georgia, there's been such an influx of certain Middle Eastern refugees that you don't recognize that that town in certain areas. He's like, what happened? There's the culture that was, you know, I guess a normal part that had evolved over many years or even generations is now suddenly uprooted. And without, did anybody ask to say, did you want this to happen? Is there any control over our local communities to say, you know what, how will this impact what we have established here?
Well, look at Hamtramck, Michigan, where this is the first local government that is being led in by Muslim majorities. It used to be Christians and Polish Christians who were settled in that area. They have been forced out because of all the resettlement and immigration of people from Muslim-dominated nations. And now what you have is this blasting across the airwaves five times a day of the calls to prayer, which has become quite a headache for those people in the community who aren't Muslim. You know, you can say this is a good thing, this is diversity, you can say it's a bad thing, but the thing you have to recognize is that this is a real cultural change. And if you are not willing to see that happen in your own backyard, then you should not be the one in the political world pointing fingers and forcing other people to undergo it.
Isn't that the point of the leftist Hollywood elitist saying how we're not being compassionate because Trump suddenly hates refugees, right, because he doesn't want the same policy as Obama? Yet ask them if they would open up their gates surrounding their multi-jillion dollar mansions to say, hey, take in some refugees. And then suddenly they run and become very quiet.
Yeah, I have a real problem, not just with Hollywood, but it seems like there's a lot of politicians on Capitol Hill who want to sit there and point fingers at the rest of us in America and chide us for not opening border doors and welcoming in people from other nations, some who have not even been properly vetted for national security risk. And yet they go back to their gated communities at night in Washington, D.C., and as you rightly point out, in Hollywood, and they pat themselves on the back for, you know, pushing this notion of diversity, when really to the Americans who have to deal with this, it's chaos in quite a few situations.
Yeah, it's the same concept with Obamacare. You know, let them be covered under the same thing that they passed for everybody else. And, of course, they've got a different kind of cushy health care plan in the D.C. Senate and the House and in government than the average American has access to. So we have obviously a lot of not only cognitive dissonance, but a lot of hypocrisy seems to be the nature or lack thereof of nature within the political arena here. And we're talking with Cheryl Chumley. She's working on the op-ed pages over there at Washington Times Online. We have it linked up in today's show notes. If you go to robertscottbell.com, it's a special edition because I'm out here in San Diego. And if you and Ron Burgundy want to come and see me, we are at the Best Answer for Cancer. The first couple of days here, we've got a medical conference. I'm doing a CME presentation tomorrow morning. And then we have it open to the public as well at the Town and Country. I guess it's a hotel. It's kind of a cool place on Hotel Circle here in San Diego. So stick with us. We've got a lot more broadcast healing of a political variety. We'll talk about the woes at Fox News with Cheryl Chumley when we come right back on the Sacred Fire of Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 Tala jumping jeans top to bottom, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electric, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Bill Chumley, is your daughter going to grow up and play for the Washington Nationals there in D.C.? Is she a little baseball player at this point?
Well, I'm kind of pushing her toward the Boston Red Sox, to be honest, so...
Okay, all right. Yeah, she could be a Red Sox fan. I know in D.C. there, that's National League versus American. They don't play each other that often. But I love that you're at that age because I remember when my daughter and my son, too, but we're playing baseball, and they're just fun times. So I appreciate you taking the time because Jonathan Eborge had some daddy things to do watching some productions of his children tonight. So you're still here with me, and I'm out at the Best Answer for Cancer. And, of course, in broadcast media, and you've been in the news industry for a lot of years too. The term can't win for losing is interesting. I don't want to use that for baseball. We're going to use it now for Fox News because they've actually been winning in the ratings for a long time. A long time. They've been money hand over fist coming in, and they've got very, very high end production values, etc. I was on their network once or twice with Carol Alt, when she had a show, A Healthy You on Fox, which was like pretty impressive that they had that on for a couple of years. But, they O'Reilly went down, Megyn Kelly left, now they're seemingly coming out, Greta Van Susteren left, all these, now they're coming after Sean Hannity. You've got a piece on here of another, now a sort of a racial discrimination suit. I mean, they're getting hit every which way. There's blood in the water at this point.
There is. Fox is, to say it's going through a little chaotic time right now might be an understatement. You know, all the sexual harassment stuff, we've been watching and reading and hearing about it for months now. O'Reilly, it seems, is out. He was still one of the top-rated cable news hosts in the industry, had been for, what, 20 years, and when he left, he was still their top draw. You mentioned all the other names who have departed and so forth, and there are still sexual harassment suits and charges that are being sifted through and finished. But now here comes the race discrimination suits. There was a dozen past and present employees at Fox News who kicked off a lawsuit against the cable giant alleging race discrimination in various forms. And just this week, their one black anchor, the star anchor, Kelly Wright, came out and held a press conference and said he was filing his own race discrimination suit, and in addition, joining the other dozen who have sued. So he has two separate suits going alleging race discrimination. It's a sad thing to watch if you're a conservative, traditional family type person who has turned to Fox News through the years. It's just, you hate to see Fox News being dinged this way.
Well, this is savagery, if you will. You see an animal that's wounded, or you perceive that it's wounded, like what's been happening with a lot of the transitions at Fox, then the people who have had a political agenda and axe to grind are going, I'm going in for the kill now while they're weak, because maybe we could succeed. So I'm sure there's some of that. There may be legitimacy to some or any or all. I don't know in that regard. What is your sense of, are there legitimate discrimination claims from your perspective, or do you think this is a wounded animal, let's attack now?
I think it's a little of both. I mean, you can't discount the fact that O'Reilly paid out $13 million over the span of a few years. O'Reilly paid $9 million of that, I think, out of his personal pocket, and Fox picked up the other, few million to a handful of other women who alleged sexual harassment on his part. He never admitted guilt, neither did Fox. They both said it was done just to make the suits go away quietly, not to damage O'Reilly's family and his reputation. But that does seem a little suspicious when you're so willing to settle. But at the same time, you've got the George Soros, Fox haters type who are just looking for any way to take down the cable giant, and now they have their in.
Yeah, and I think it's funny that they're going after Hannity. Hannity, to me, has always been a Boy Scout. I mean, he's the good little Catholic boy. In fact, Neil Bortz, who was a former talk show host, retired now out of Atlanta for many years, used to call him the baby Jesus because he was, so pure. This was not a guy who was ripe for being corrupted.
Yeah, I know of no concrete allegations against Sean Hannity. In fact, it's more the opposite. People come out in droves to defend him and talk about their personal experiences where he's been nothing but a nice guy, a great guy, a helpful guy, a Christian guy, and so forth.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep following this, and I hope all my listeners are following you, Cheryl Chumley, over at Washington Times Online. You got any good articles coming up we should know about this week?
I am going to be following Donald Trump and his tax reform in the next week or so.
Well, that's definitely a hot topic. And, of course, I always like Ron Paul's answer to, what should the income tax rate be? And he'd say zero. That would be appropriate, I think. So, Cheryl, hey, thanks. Have fun at your daughter's baseball game. Thank you so much for joining me even during that time. And I hope your daughter understands and appreciates you as much as I do.
You're always great, Robert. Thank you.
All right, we got more healing to go of a broadcast variety, political or otherwise. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Each week at this time on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Jonathan Ebord's doing the daddy thing with his kids tonight, so we got it covered. And right now it's Uncle Norm, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And does anybody call you Uncle Norm?
There's one person who calls me Uncle Norm.
Was that Leo?
And yep. That's Leo, who's very excited because he's looking forward to growing up not having to struggle under the burden of taxes even though he'll probably still have to deal with Obamacare when he's older.
Yeah, based on the Republican spinelessness, I think you may be right. Although on the tax issue, maybe there's some good things happening. I always like Ron Paul's answer. You know, what would you set the rate at for the income tax if you were president? And he'd say zero. There would be none. Of course, I don't think the Republicans are going to go there, are they?
No. But fortunately, Donald Trump, starting early on in his campaign, there was a lot of stories about he was surrounding himself with not necessarily, you know, libertarians or the most hardcore from my radical perspective, but, solid supply-siders, folks like Larry Kudlow, Steve Moore, I think maybe even Steve Forbes, and Art Laffer, the kind of the granddaddy of the tax program, part of the Reagan economic program and the famous Laffer curve. And I think, his Trump's plan shows that, he is committed to or has an understanding of the need for low taxes, and he wants to lower taxes on everybody. I think that it's, of course, the knee-jerk reaction from the left has been this is tax cuts for oligarchs and the rich. But if you look at his plan,
right.
Tim Carney at the Washington Examiner had a good piece that I linked to in my blog piece on the tax plan, that this is going to take millions. This is going to take a lot of working class and middle class Americans completely off the income tax rolls. We still got to do something about that payroll tax, and at the state and local level, a lot of other taxes that hit them hard. Sales taxes in Virginia. We have the stupid car tax, but this is serious stuff that Donald Trump is doing.
Norm, when we think about lowering taxes, of course, always the argument has been, maybe the growth could compensate for the so-called loss of revenue into the government, although I would argue, and probably you would, that the government has more than the revenue it needs to do the basic constitutional duties that it's supposed to be doing, and it's got so much more beyond that. It's ridiculous. But is it one case that maybe they'll lower taxes but do nothing on spending, and then we'll continue this debt spiral that will never be repaid?
Well, unfortunately, that was the experience we had with Ronald Reagan, who was more committed to reining in spending, I think, than Donald Trump. I think Trump is Reagan-esque in his commitment to ending to tax reform and regulatory reform. He may be more Reagan than Reagan when it comes to reg reform, on spending, he's proposed a budget that is probably dead on arrival in Congress that has a lot of deep and necessary domestic spending cuts. But instead of using those to support tax relief and deficit reduction, he's pouring it all into the military-industrial complex, which is, I thought at first, odd for someone who campaigned on a, if not a Ron Rand Paul foreign policy, at least a Buchanan-esque, America first. We don't go around the world unless it's in our interest, foreign policy, but now seems to be moving more in the line of his two immediate predecessors.
It's really hard to get a read on Trump, Norm. I mean, you look at some things he moves in a direction, you go, yeah, and then something does, so maybe he's consistently inconsistent, or how would we describe this?
He's not a ideological person. He's a pragmatist and probably a utilitarian. If you had to pin a philosophical label on him, he likes whatever he thinks works. And I think that, a lot of politicians like that, it depends on who is whispering in their ear. And as I said before, on tax policy, he has some solid people, veterans of the Reagan years, whispering in his ear. On foreign policy, I think, his instincts were kind of, worry about our own country, America first. Why are we bombing bridges in Iraq when we've got bridges falling down in Minnesota? But now he may have his daughter and his son-in-law whispering in his ear and pushing the Trump people, the real people who believe his campaign message, out of the inner circle.
Right. Yeah, that is another layer of concern as well. And you know, you have a couple of really, well, three now blog posts. We just added the one on taxes. There was another question you had a couple of days ago about will the government shut down? And, you know, my response is typically, Lord, I hope so, and maybe they won't come back out and turn themselves back on again.
Well, there was a lot of press about, there were some stories about, you know, it would be an embarrassment to Donald Trump if the government shut down. And Saturday marks the 100 days of the Trump presidency. And my response was, that is an embarrassment, because if Ron Paul had won, and I was working in the White House with Dr. Paul, I guarantee you we wouldn't have waited 100 days to shut down the federal government.
Yeah, I love that. Yes.
But I don't like to be that libertarian or conservative that bashes the so-called liberal media and blames them for all the problems of the Republican Party, but it's tough not to when you see how blatantly biased they are. And this is another case where they're saying that it's Trump and the Republicans' fault, but this is the shutdown talk is all emanated from Chuck Schumer and other Democrats who say that you know, they're going to use the shutdown to stop the government, to stop the Republicans from passing a short-term spending bill that funds their agenda. That doesn't provide the Obamacare subsidies. That doesn't provide that provides funding for the wall. And you know, this is politics. And you know, the Republicans have done it too when they were in the minority in the Senate, most notably in 2013. But that's not. You know, but let's not kid ourselves as to who is trying to play the shutdown card.
And, yeah, exactly. But of course, if they have the dominant, you know, media voice, it's always blamed on the Republicans. Yeah. But again, then again, historically and recent history, Republicans no great shakes in really, you know, coming in alignment with principles like Ron Paul has said about what is constitutionally limited government. That's kind of like not on the discussion or radar anymore, seemingly.
It seems like it's a like that is the case. I mean, you look at the Obamacare repeal bill, and it seems like there's something where Paul Ryan and maybe Trump have committed themselves to just getting through something that they can say repeals Obamacare or gives some Obamacare relief. And whether if you look at the details, it does that or not seems to be not really a concern of theirs, because their first bill didn't. The second bill, it might, but it's such a convoluted process of state waivers that it is a riverboat gamble. And,
it is.
They really just need to fulfill their promise and just bite the bullet and repeal the thing, because this bill is crushing the American economy. It's crushing people. We all know the horror stories. People, their premiums skyrocket, and all of a sudden they're stuck in these awful plans. They don't want postmenopausal women wondering why all of a sudden they have to pay for maternity care. Single men wondering why they have to pay for maternity care. You know, it's just it's just a mess. And I think that when they ran on repeal and replace, I don't think most people thought they meant, well, repeal what that can be repealed under the Senate reconciliation rules. And it's not even that they're not repealing it.
Right.
It's that they don't seem to be fighting for repeal.
No, I mean, the Freedom Caucus seem to be standing on some level of principle, and yet they're saying there may be a compromise based on something that the states will be allowed to vote on that would likely change if there's a different president or if a governor. I mean, really, as I've argued for a long time here, none of the people in Washington, sans a Ron Paul or maybe, you know, those that have followed in his footsteps that actually know the historical degradation of freedom, to the point where we move so close to socialism, we don't call it that. They say single payer because socialism is still a bad word for some people in America, not everybody. But they don't understand how we got here. It wasn't because freedom failed. We haven't tried freedom in, gosh, half a century or more.
No, that's right. And and this has been something too, the march to government-run healthcare, and every time the left gains a little bit, it creates problems, which the left then uses to justify more government control, and there's never really a rollback of it. And this was supposed to be, you know, the first time that a federal entitlement had been repealed, and what they're doing is they're just tinkering around the edges.
Right, as evidence, you know, by any time a program comes in, when's the last time we had evidence that any entitlement program had ever been actually removed completely, as opposed to, you know, tapered around the edges and then they pretend it's different or it's better?
Right. Exactly.
So your question, when is government-run healthcare not government-run healthcare, in the blog from yesterday at Campaign for Liberty, what's the answer to that one?
Well, it's these high-risk pools, which are Republicans and conservatives who should know better, are really promoting. It spends, $15 billion they want to spend, and they're basically state-run insurance programs for people with pre-existing and other conditions that make it difficult for them to get affordable insurance. And it really preempts the market, which if we let the market work, they could develop ways to
amazing that.
Provide
the market,
they
wouldn't know a market if it slapped them in the face, unless it came with a drug labeled and approved by the FDA. Listen, we got another segment to go with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, coming at you live from San Diego at the Best Answer for Cancer. There's Annie Brandt. She's doing a great job putting on the sacred. Wow, she got organic food for me for dinner, too. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7070. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
When it comes to Liberty and Washington, D.C., not a lot of guys are as dedicated to it as Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, executive director there since Ron Paul retired from that, and keeps in touch with him, of course, as well. And Norm, again, we appreciate all of your efforts there to do the best by you know, this concept in liberty that I would not like to see perish. It won't, but in the body politic, it's sort of like a word that has been, how would you say, redefined to not mean what it originally meant. And that people in America, even some in the Republican Party, when it comes to health care, when you speak in terms of freedom or liberty, they shy away from it and not embrace it.
Right, right. Well, they try to find a compromise between liberty and socialism. And, of course, that doesn't work because a little bit of socialism creates the conditions that cause the left to push for more socialism. And right. One of the differences between the right and the left is that everyone on the left actually believes what they believes their own propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Republicans, even people who believe it fall into the trap of saying, well, I can't be too radical or, you know, these Freedom Caucus guys, you know, guys like Rand Paul, they don't understand political reality, or, you know, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, which we hear all the time. And usually when someone says that, what they really mean is don't let the good be the enemy of the phony. We see that in the healthcare debate right now. And hopefully Congress won't chew up Trump's tax reform plan, and we'll be stuck with another case where it's a phony baloney compromise, and it doesn't really cut taxes because, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm actually looking forward to having my taxes cut.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, if you do a show of hands, how many people out there want to pay more in taxes? I mean, how many people besides George Soros would actually claim that, even though Soros wouldn't want to, but he'll claim it because he wants everybody else to?
Well, you know, if people want to pay more in taxes, they can. The Treasury has something set up where if you want to make a contribution to the government above your legal tax liability, you can do that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, people can also give to private charities and organizations. And if somebody really wants to give more to the FDA to support the pharmaceutical industrial complex,
yes, they have the freedom to do so. Isn't that irony? The freedom to do that is there, and nobody's really talking about that. Instead, they want to force and mandate everybody else to pay more.
Yep. Yeah, it's like with all the Hollywood celebrities who are complaining about Trump's plan to cut CBS off the dole. Like, you know, you're these are a group of multimillionaires. If you all got together and agreed to just chip in a little bit a year, you know, combined with the marketing, pay for Sesame Street and the
cover
other
their budget more.
You're concerned about.
You're right, but you know, you said it well earlier that you know, the little inch you give in terms of those leftists that are moving or inching towards socialism, they don't get happy and satiated. They say more. I want more. I want more until you're Venezuela.
No. Yes. Yes, and that is where we could end up if we don't get a handle on our spending, on our taxes, and, of course, on the Federal Reserve and our central bank. Venezuela.
Speaking of that, real quick. Norm, I got like 10 seconds so quickly. Is the audit the Fed bill still alive?
It is. It's alive and well. And I think that we may have a vote in the House, hopefully by the summer, and then we'll see what happens in the Senate.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that with you and everything that you're doing at the Campaign for Liberty each and every week. When he's available, Norm Singleton joins us along with Cheryl Chumley and normally Jonathan Ebord, but he's out with the kids, so we got to give him his props there. Occasionally, I have to do that, too, and we love to do that. So thanks, Norm, for being here. Uncle Norm, to Leo, we love you and appreciate you. Thanks for all that you're doing.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Folks, remember, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing live from the Best Answer for Cancer. And you want to stick around for that. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.